The debates now put candidates through ridiculous memorization tests that have nothing to do with the job of being president. There will always be staff present to remind the president or brief the president on whatever he or she needs to remember or know, which is why, to return to the protocol of senators debating in the Senate chamber, each candidate should be allowed at least one staff member to sit beside the candidate throughout the debate. It is not even slightly distracting to Senate debates to have a silent staff member sitting beside the senator, as you see every day on C-SPAN, handing the senator a document that will support what the senator is about to say. I used to be one of those people in the staff chair on the Senate floor or in hearings, and some friends of mine who were watching on C-SPAN didn't even notice me. That's how invisible staff can be in government, but they are absolutely essential in government. The president is never alone with a decision, and you would never want him to be. Candidates alone on the debate stage foster a fiction where the presidency is a form of tennis in a business suit where you stand out there and do it all alone. Another debate commissioner who I've known for decades told me last night in Kentucky that he thinks the candidates should get the questions in advance. I hadn't thought of that one myself, but as soon as I heard it, I agreed with it. In most presidencies, there will not be one instance, not one, in 4 years in office where a president has to think on his feet in the instant about a policy decision. Nor would you want him to. You want a president to carefully consider every governing decision, to take as much time as it takes to make the best decision.